Oasis went to number one on the UK album chart with What's the Story Morning Glory back on this day in 1996. The group's second UK number one, spent a total of 145 weeks on the chart.
Every time we play it, it's brilliant. When he sings the first line every night, it's kind of, you know, you're at a gig then. That's always play it early on. It's like when you kick off in. Nobody, but nobody at the record company had any say in what we've done.
Jennifer Lopez scored her first UK number one single with Love Don't Cost a Thing back on this day in 2001. The track was taken from her album, J-Lo.
When you're talking about success, personal or professional, there's different things. Professional, I think it's the people who put in the extra work. I put in a lot of extra work, and it gets tiring. It's not the easiest thing all the time, but I always notice that even within my own industry, the ones who work harder, the ones who stay later, the ones who just are willing to do whatever it takes to get the job done are the ones who wind up going far.
And Amy Winehouse started a two-week run at number one on the UK album chart on this day back in 2007 with Back to Black. Worldwide, the album has sold over 20 million copies. Birthdays today. The man behind Strokin, Clarence Carter, was born on this day in 1936. He had some rotten luck in his career with several failed marriages, but hit the big time when he released Strokin back in 1986.
Finally, I made a song that made me $2 million. I got that.
Oh, I be Strokin.
And Caleb Falauel, lead singer and rhythm guitarist from American rock band Kings of Leon, turns 38 today. Today in music for Tuesday, the 14th of January at Mix 104.9.